Good day, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the second part of Cultivating Positive Harmlessness. The second part is concentrated or focused on finding inspiration. And these are ideas and experiences and inspirations that have been shared by the members of the Moria Federation Global Esoteric Healing Circle. Be inspired to practice positive harmlessness every day, every moment of every day. Being aware of your thoughts is the key. Listening on every level of your being, through finding environments with colors you're drawn to, places you're drawn to, nature can nurture. So walking, hiking, stilling, then gardening and growing, or journaling, images, words, photography, poetry, or stretching, dancing, yoga, tai chi, qigong, listening to your inner dialogue, stream of consciousness. Listen to yourself. What do you hear? Or drawing and painting, and using creative visualization. Also noting the company you keep, associates and associations triggering harmlessness or harmfulness. Some find animal companions foster harmlessness. And lastly, practicing the evening review. Note environments with colors you're drawn to, places you're drawn to.
We can nurture harmlessness by communing with nature. The expanse is pictured here, our backyard, or even the garden in our mind. What instructions are you receiving from your higher self, that inner voice? One method to record these instructions may be by recording them on your phone as you repeat your perceptions. What are your perceptions? Harmlessness is an expression of the law of love, from which and by which our universe manifested and evolves. As sparks of divinity, we must express harmlessness through our thoughts, words, and actions. Journaling, in its various forms, can be a basis for expressing those thoughts and words that direct our harmless actions. The images with which we surround ourselves can evoke harmlessness and unity, or exclusiveness and separateness. Choose images, external and internal, that lead to the realm of the higher self. There is great truth in the adage, as a man thinks, so he is. This is as true for humanity as it is for the individual.
We cement opportunity. It only takes a second. Be inspired by what you find in each step. Every moment is a wet cement opportunity for harmlessness. It only takes a second to change this spot forever. I, the eagle, I, the dove, I, the will imbued with love, wings that rip the blazing sky, talons grip that foes may die, wings that touch a darkened earth, fanning forth sacred birth. Not the future, not the past, only now where all is cast. I, the carbon, I, the coal, I, the shining diamond soul, the alchemy, the golden goal, the sum of parts united, whole. Far the journey, long the road, tall the mountain, large the load, dark the cave, the ancient wall, loud the din, the dweller's call. Soft the whisper, song of soul. Faint the flame that fires the goal, till symphony of light takes toll. I, the candle, I, the flame. I, the essence, I, the name. I, the source from which I came. I, the seed, and I, the womb. I, the sepulcher and tomb. I, the birth, and I, the death. I, the intervening breath. I, the story, eons old. I, the history, yet untold. I, the mystery, to unfold. I, the sun, and I, the star. Shining spiral reaching far, fractaling in countless ways, breaking pathways through the maze. I, the particle and wave. I, the master and the slave. I, the portal and the path, primal cause and aftermath. I, the pilgrim's upturned face. I, the angel leading grace. Acting as if. Act as if through creative expressive activities, such as poetry, drama, vision boards, stream of consciousness writing, and reframing the negative thoughts. Creative thoughts and visualization, giving the mind control of the astral plane. The quote here, I just zip myself up in a bag of light, and the harmful thoughts, direct jabs, cannot take hold.
Assume the attitude of the observer. become the observer. The soul or higher mind observing the reactions of the lower self, not as self-critical, but as detached, dispassionate, discriminating, and instructive. Direct from the attitude of the divine observer, from the soul, from the higher mental plane. Thinking of ourselves as the soul, as the observer in the three worlds. Visualizing ourselves in the three worlds, but as the observer, being completely detached. It is not easy, but we practice, it is attainable. The best kind of people are the ones that come into your life and make you see sun where you once saw clouds. The people that believe in you so much that you start to believe in you too. The people that love you simply for being you. The once in a lifetime kind of people. Be that kind of person for others through the practice of positive harmlessness.
Harmlessness requires soothing our astral and or emotional field through the process of substitution, developing dispassion, detachment, discrimination, which can be practiced and developed through listening music, sounding mantras, movement as strolling, swimming, sitting, yoga, concentrating. Learn to breathe easily and effortlessly, chanting and singing, giving and receiving massage, listening to your body, practicing mudras, postures and voice, stilling and focusing with intention, marking memories, murmuring mantras, making mandalas, the company you keep, reframing, recreating. One of the methods artists can work with his clients to assist them in clearing their process is the creation of a mandala, which they frame and hang in their meditation space at home. Mudras bring the vehicles into alignment with higher thoughts. We can find many sources of mudras online for different uses as personal healing, inspiration, centering.
The Om is potent and dynamically effective when rightly used, and will produce changes, destroy that which must be ended or eliminated, and will build in by attraction and consolidation that which is desired into the fabric of the group life, producing incidentally, though nonetheless, certainly, needed changes and the wise reconstruction of the individual life. Ponder upon this.
Words of power, ancient mantras such as the Lord's Prayer and the Great Invocation are only effective if used upon the mental plane and with the power of a controlled mind, focused on their intent and meaning behind the spoken effort. They then become potent when said with the power of the soul, as well as with the directed attention of the mind. They automatically become dynamically effective. The words of Master Dwalkul, Externalization of the Hierarchy, page 144. A disciple is one who seeks to learn a new rhythm, to enter a new field of experience, and to follow the steps of that advanced humanity who have trodden ahead of him the path, leading from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real. He has tasted the joys of life in the world of illusion and has learnt their powerlessness to satisfy and hold him. Now he is in a state of transition between the new and the old states of being. He is vibrating between the condition of soul awareness and form awareness. He is seeing double. From a treatise on white magic, pages 58 and 59.
Meditation. Meditation is instituted so that the man becomes aware of soul light as it blends with the inherent light of the mental body. And this blended light steadily intensifies as he persists in the meditation work. From Glamour, A World Problem, page 208.
Three things are of great importance and constitute your individual responsibility. One, facility of rapport. As a member of my group, it is essential that you cultivate two aspects of the art of rapport, which is based eternally on loving attraction. A, rapport, or contact with the soul through a cultivated alignment and correct meditation. B, rapport or contact with your group brothers. This lays the foundation for constructive, united work. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 59. Three things are of great importance and constitute your individual responsibility. Two. Impersonality. Is there not aught more than I can say on this theme? You must learn to view what is said or suggested by any group brother with a complete and carefully developed divine indifference. Note the use of the word divine, for it holds the clue to the needed attitude. It is a different thing to the indifference of not caring or the indifference of a psychologically developed way of escape from that which is not pleasant. Nor is it the indifference of superiority. It is the indifference which accepts all that is offered, uses what is serviceable, learns what can be learnt, but is not held back by personality reactions. It is the normal attitude of the soul or self to the not self. It is the negation of prejudice, of all narrow preconceived ideas, of all personality tradition, influence, or background. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 59. Three things are of great importance and constitute your individual responsibility. Number three, love. Love is that inclusive, non-critical, magnetic comprehension attitude, which in group work preserves the group integrity, fosters the group rhythm, and permits no secondary personality happenings or attitudes to mar the group work. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 59. The
mode whereby to work on the astral plane. We're now going to study the mode whereby these phases of work upon the astral plane are carried forward. First, the individual learns to use the light of the mind, generated by the soul, as it becomes closely related to the personality and impulsed by the intuition. By means of this light, the disciple learns to dissipate his personal and private glamours. I mention this because I would have you appreciate the extent of the task a man undertakes when he consciously sets about ridding himself of glamour preparatory to extended service. Their own personal glamours tie them in to national or planetary glamour and thus condition their life expression and their thinking. I would ask you to remember this as you deal with people and find them set in their ideas and unable to see the truth as you see it. They are as they are because their individual glamour is fed by the greater glamours, and this is as yet too much for them.
These next phases in developing harmlessness involve discipline, cult meditation, study, and service. Why harmlessness? If harmlessness is the keynote of your life, you will do more to produce right harmonious conditions in your personality than any amount of discipline along other lines. The drastic purgation brought about by the attempt to be harmless, will go far to eliminate wrong states of consciousness. See to it, therefore, and bring this idea into your evening review.
Each day in silence, reflect, consider. Let harmlessness, therefore, be the keynote of your life. An evening review should be carried forward entirely along this line. Divide the review work in three parts. And consider. 1. Harmlessness in thought. 2. This will primarily result in the control of speech. 2. Harmlessness in emotional reaction. This will result in being a channel for the love aspect of the soul. 3. Harmlessness in act. This will produce poise, skill in action, and the release of the creative will. Now, these three approaches to the subject should be studied from their effects upon one's own self and development, and from the effect upon those whom one contacts and upon one's environing associates.
The Great Invocation, Đại Khấn Nguyện. Từ nguồn ánh sáng trong trí Thượng Đế, cầu xin ánh sáng tràn vào trí con người. Cầu xin ánh sáng giáng xuống trần gian. Từ nguồn tình thương trong tâm Thượng Đế, cầu xin tình thương tràn vào tâm con người. Cầu xin Đấng Christ trở lại trần gian. Từ trung tâm biết được ý chí Thượng Đế, cầu xin thiên ý dẫn dắt ý chí nhỏ bé của con người, thiên ý mà các chư sư đều biết và phụng sự. Từ trung tâm mà chúng ta gọi là loài người, cầu xin thiên cơ, tình thương và ánh sáng được thực thi, và cầu mong thiên cơ đóng kín cửa vào nẻo ác. Cầu xin ánh sáng, tình thương và quyền năng phục hồi thiên cơ trên trần gian.